Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hello, Southern Arizona.
And with us in studio are a bunch of heroes that we're going to be calling out one by one.
Yeah, but let's do a little background first.
All right.
There's an organization, an international organization that is well represented in Southern Arizona, and it happens to be called Rotary. And Rotary goes back years and years and years.
Isn't it Rotary International?
Yeah, maybe. We'll ask these guys.
Could you get fined for not saying the name correctly?
I could get fined for not wearing a pin. Matter of fact, where's your guys' pins? Get the camera out, Fred. So anyhow, we have some folks here today from the Rotary Club of Tucson. We have Joe Pennington and we have John Wong. Tiger Wong, we like to call him. And John is past president of Rotary Club of Tucson. And how you doing today, John?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Now, you've got a day job, don't you?
I do.
What do you do during the day?
I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and it's been my privilege to take care of athletes at the University of Arizona since 1977 also.
Wow. So you are a professional, and in your private time, in your spare time, you put some effort into Rotary.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners what Rotary is?
Rotary International is an organization that was founded in 1905 in Chicago, and as of 2005, when we celebrated 100 years, Rotary had expanded to a worldwide organization of 1.2 million members.
Wow.
In 200 different regions and countries, 33,000 clubs.
That's unbelievable. And the club that you belong in Tucson is one of four, five, or six. How many, do you know how many are in Tucson?
There are 16 clubs in Tucson. The Rotary Club of Tucson was the first one. It was founded in 1921.
And the meetings used to be held downtown, right?
Yes.
So, and now you guys meet at the Doubletree on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Great, great. So give us an idea of what Rotarians do.
Well, Rotary is about fellowship and fun and service projects for our community and beyond.
Okay, and beyond meaning outside our community.
Outside of our community. It may be national. It could be international. And we like to have people in Rotary who are leaders in their chosen professions. It doesn't matter what their profession or business is, but we like to have people from the community to represent the whole spectrum of the community, but who can be leaders and energetic and do some good things for community.
That's great. Now, is Rotary a good old boy club where it's just a bunch of old guys sitting around talking stories about the old days, or is it more of a progressive club?
Well, it's not a good old boys club.
Though it used to be, though, right?
It's also a good old girls club.
Well, we don't like to use the word old in Rotary. In 87, Rotary Club of Tucson decided to go co-ed. And we started bringing in women as members, and I must tell you that while the men still outnumber the women, I think the women really put more energy into the club than a lot of the men.
Well, let's talk about that. In your club, there's about 200 and some members.
Yes.
And the last four presidents, how many have been women? Three?
Three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Joni Condit and Mary Ann Freitas and Charlotte Harris.
Correct.
So the women have really taken a leadership position in Rotary.
Yes, they have.
That's great. All right, so Rotary is this fabulous club. People who are motivated to help better their community, whether it's local or international, join Rotary. There's a lot of fun. There's a lot of meeting a lot of business people. But a couple of years ago, Rotary International was challenged to do what?
Well, when Rotary International was approaching the 100th year of its existence, mm-hmm. Rotary International asked every club, 33,000 of them worldwide, to choose a special centennial project. And Rotary Club of Tucson decided, after a lot of deliberation and research and choices, to make a five-year pledge to support Reading Seed, which is a reading program for youngsters in Pima County. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth Campbell is here, and she'll tell you much more about it.
Right, we're looking forward to that.
But we decided to support Reading Seed and pledged to Reading Seed $50,000 a year for 5 years.
That's a lot of money. How are you guys going to put that together?
We had no idea.
Had Rotary, had the Tucson Rotary Club ever done anything like, you know, on that large of a scale?
Never.
So what did you guys do?
Well, they said, we'll start this in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
John Wong, you're the president in 2006. Figure it out.
That was nice. And what'd you come up with?
A lot of sweat. I thought a lot about the past history of our club, because I've been a member of this club since 1983. And I've seen what it can do and what it cannot do. And I thought that if we are going to make a consistent donation of that size, then we have to have a consistent way to raise money every year. And we had never done that. And so we needed to develop...
No, I don't mean to interrupt you, but Rotary is known for making charitable donations. Rotarians give away scholarship dollars to kids to go to school. You guys, you know, you're doing wheelchairs down into Mexico. I mean, Rotarians are very, very, very generous folks. So Rotarians all the time give away money to charitable organizations. It's just never a $250,000 commitment.
Correct.
Okay.
So I needed to figure out some way to motivate our club to put on some type of an event every year, and be consistent and be reproducible, and it had to be unique so that we would have people want to come to it every year, and it needed to be of a quality that a broad spectrum of the community would like to come to and support every year. And we needed to have something that we could build on every year, that we could count on every year, and needed to be fun for everybody. And I also did not want members to feel that they had to dig into their own pockets. And I said, I'm not going to ask you to write checks, but I am going to ask you to use your brains and your time and your legs and your hands and a little sweat, and we'll get this thing done.
And that's a big thing, because you didn't want to take away from the programs that you Rotarians were doing to just take that money and that energy and put it somewhere else. And then, of course, those programs go away. You decided, hey, let's do something new and use other people's money.
Correct.
All right. And what did you come up with?
Well, I came up with a guy named Arnie Jacobson.
And tell us who Arnie is.
Well, I had all of 2005 to think about this, and I had decided on these basic principles. And then in February 2006, Arnie Jacobson, who was going to follow me in 2007 as president, he called me and he said, John, do you have any ideas about fundraising? I said, Arnie, I'm so glad you called.
Now, just for our listeners to know, Arnie is one of the principals of the Lucky Wishbone.
Yes.
Okay, so another local guy who's got, you know, big interest in Tucson being a successful community.
Lucky Wishbone, a Tucson tradition.
Absolutely.
Since 1953.
Yeah. Thanks for the plug. Okay, so you and Arnie got together.
So Arnie bought into my idea, and he really took off with it. And he organized a committee of about 18 and started researching types of events and venues and everything that we would need to think about to accomplish those goals that I just discussed with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so by September 2006, which was 9 months later, the committee had decided that a car show would be the thing to do. And a car show in the fall, the weather would be better. At that time, 2006, there were no major car shows in Tucson in the fall. Today, following our lead, there are 16 car shows in the fall.
16? Now, okay, help us understand what's the difference between a major and a minor car show. Is a minor car show going like something like going to the into the Walmart parking lot, there's a car show, or is it, what's a big one, what's a little one?
Well, a small one would be at a restaurant, for example, where maybe there's 10, 15, 20 cars. Our goal was to have as many cars as we could fit on the very large soccer field at St. Gregory College Preparatory School.
Right there at Craycroft, just south of River Road.
Correct.
Okay.
And our first year, we attracted over 500 classic cars and put them on the field.
That's amazing. Amazing.
That's a big show.
That's a great show. And how did you guys do financially? Were you able to live up to the commitment of making $50,000 that year?
Yes, we did.
That's fabulous.
And every year after that.
That's great. So, and now our second guest is Joe Pennington. And Joe, you're a Rotarian, and you're tasked with being the chairman of this year's car show.
Task is a minor way of putting it, yes.
How did you get wrangled into this thing?
Well, a guy named Marty Jacobson and another guy named John Wong twisted my arm.
He lost a bet.
We're on a ski trip, and they said they're going to push me off the hill if I didn't do it. So I took them up on it.
And you've got a day job, too.
Yes, I do.
What do you do, Joe?
I have a financial advisory firm, personal financial advisors.
So you're one of the really busy people right now.
It is about over. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So what do you
Sunday cannot come too soon.
So tell us if people go to St. Gregory's, it's this weekend.
Right.
It's this Sunday. And they go to St. Gregory's, what are they going to see?
Well, first of all, they're going to see a collection of about 400 of the highest quality cars that we've ever had on the field. We're going to have a 1956 Jaguar XK140 MCDHC that has been in the family ever since it was first purchased, and it has been fully restored. We'll also have a 1955 Mercedes Gullwing, that has been fully restored. This estimated value is over $1 million.
Wow. Where did that car come from?
That's owned by a local person here in Tucson. And they had it fully restored, and it's a beautiful, beautiful classic Mercedes Gullwing.
Wow.
We'll have a hot rod there that was on the cover of Hot Rod magazine in June, I think it was. Also won a major award at a large car show, a 3,000-car show up in Phoenix or Scottsdale. We'll also have a world land speed record holder, a modified sports car. That went over 305 miles an hour in Bonneville. Just won it for 2011.
That's amazing.
It's a really incredible collection of cars that we'll have on the field this year.
Now, aside from all these cars, this amazing set of cars, what else is going on out there?
We'll have food. We'll have music all day. We have five or six different food vendors. We have different promotional vendors as well as car-related vendors that are on the field. We have a children's jumping castle. It's anchored well. It doesn't take off and fly.
Won't blow away, right?
It won't blow away. It'll also be a beautiful day. I think the weather forecast is for somewhere around 85 degrees and perfect. Sunshine, just gorgeous.
And how do people get in?
Is Lucky Wishbone going to be a vendor?
Lucky Wishbone is a vendor, actually a food vendor, yes.
He's one of the major sponsors.
That's right.
So how do people get in?
And let me just say one other thing about Lucky Wishbone. Mm-hmm. Not only are they a vendor, but they donate all their proceeds that they collect at the car show back to Rotary Club.
Yeah, you got to love guys that give back to the community like that. That's great. That's great. So people can buy tickets?
People can buy. It's an entry ticket and a raffle ticket. So mm-hmm. people can buy as many tickets as they want to. It only takes one to get in. But the raffle is for a 2002 Corvette, C5, or $10,000 in cash if the person would rather have the cash than the car.
So I buy my entry ticket, and it's a raffle ticket?
It's a raffle ticket as well.
And I can buy as many raffle tickets as I want, and they're all $5 each.
And they're all $5 each, and you can still buy them online at TucsonClassicsCarShow.com.
All right. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back and talk some more about Car Show and who the beneficiary is. So stick around, Tucson. Hang out to listen to more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Candidates for the 2012 Republican presidential nomination are going head-to-head in a debate in Las Vegas being televised on CNN. Right from the start, former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain was forced to defend his 999 tax plan.
Lobbyists, accountants, politicians, they don't want to throw out the current tax code and put in something that's simple and fair.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says it won't be that simple, but...
he has us at least talking about something that matters, as opposed to the junk that all too often is masquerading as politics in this country.
Mitt Romney says middle-income Americans will pay more under Cain's proposal. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Libya meeting with the country's new leaders, and credit card late payments jumped in September. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
A sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage Financial software with Sage Connected Services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage Financial system so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Top of mind awareness is when people think of your company, your product, or your service first to fulfill their needs. One of the most effective ways for your business or organization to achieve top-of-mind awareness is through radio advertising. Accurately Advertising has over 40 years' experience in the advertising field. As creative advertising practitioners, Accurately Advertising is in the idea business. Creative energy centers on breakthrough ideas that build and maintain strong relationships. These ideas are developed by Accurately Advertising through research and managed from conception, implementation, to post-campaign evaluation. Call Accurately Advertising today to achieve top-of-mind awareness for your business. Visit AccurateLyAdvertising.com or call 546-9707. Accurately Advertising is all about big ideas. Call today, 546-9707.
Hi, I'm Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good servants.
Yeah, and welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking Tucson Rotary. We're talking Rotary International.
Rotary International.
We're talking about the
Tucson Classics Car Show presented by the Rotary Club of Tucson.
That's right.
And early in the show, we talked to Dr. John Wong and Joe Pennington, and on this part of the show, the second half of the show, we've got two different guests. We're going to first start talking with Daryl Stewart. Hello, Mr. Stewart. How are you today?
I'm fine, Jeff. Thank you.
Good, good.
Now when we ended the last half hour, we were talking about ticket sales.
Right.
And how important it is for the members to get out and sell their tickets, because that's how they raise their $50,000 a year to give to the Reading Seed program. But there's one Rotarian in this room who hasn't sold diddly.
Fred, I'm delighted that you would bring that up, because what we did, we segregated the entire 230 members into 20 different teams, and I had the privilege of being asked to be one of the captains. We all met and we drafted who we thought would be our best team. My first draft pick was a gentleman by the name of Jeff Ronstadt. Because I know how well connected he is, and I knew that he just put us over the top in a leadership position of ticket sales.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we have only 4 days left for ticket sales, and I'd like to ask Jeff on how many tickets have you sold, Mr. Ronstadt?
Two.
Have you turned the money in for those yet?
No. I got to buy them first.
Uh-huh.
So, but you bring up a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
People could go online.
Which team do you think is last, Jeff?
Probably ours.
Yep.
Well, have you heard of a guy named Huey Richardson?
No.
Yeah, he was a first-round draft pick for, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers and never did anything. I don't want to be that guy.
Good.
So here's the key. Folks, you can go online to TheRotaryClubOfTucson.com.
Or
you can't get them through the Rotary website. Yep. You're right. You can go online to
TheTucsonClassicsCarShow.com.
Right. And buy your tickets. They're $5 a piece. And they are also raffle tickets to win a Corvette or $10,000.
Correct.
And when you buy that ticket, please put down Jeff Ronstadt, because then I'll get credit.
And I'm confident with your thousands of listeners.
Hundreds of thousands of listeners.
That they're going to bail you out.
Please, God, help me. And we'll also be giving some tickets away today on the show.
If you follow us on Twitter. Actually, let's do that. If you follow us on Twitter, we'll send a tweet out before the end of the show. And the first person that responds to the tweet will get a couple tickets
to the car show. Perfect. So, Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Give us the rundown on the car show again. It's all those cars that Joe was talking about earlier.
450 cars at the St. Gregory's Preparatory School.
On Craycroft, just south of River Road.
South of River Road.
There's not a lot of parking around there, so what do people do about parking?
There's parking. You'll be directed to parking lots that are in the periphery of the area.
Okay.
And
so there's plenty of parking.
There's plenty of parking. The show starts at 10 o'clock and runs till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
On Sunday,
and we're expecting great weather. It was mentioned we've got a lot of food vendors, plenty of things to do for the kids, so it's a very family-friendly-oriented activity. We'd prefer people not bring their dogs to the event.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But
I was on the cleanup crew last year. That's no fun. So, and how many people do you expect? How many did you have last year?
We had about 20,000 people last year.
Wow!
Yeah, so it was the people watching is also a great activity.
That's great. So let's get to car show, folks. Go out and support the car show. Because all the money raised goes to one thing of the car shows on Saturday. Did I say Sunday? I did. Well, I apologize. It's on Saturday.
Correct.
Saturday. So come down to St. Gregory's on Saturday for the car show, and from 10 to 4,
mm-hmm.
and at St. Gregory's School. But here's the key. All the money raised at the car show goes to sponsor or goes to support the reading scene.
Correct.
And with us now, no shaking her head no, is Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Elizabeth, you are the executive director of the Reading Seed.
I am, yes.
Tell us what the Reading Seed is.
The Reading Seed is a children's literacy program, and we recruit and train volunteers, and they go into schools and they read one-on-one with first, second, and third graders who are reading below grade level. And they read with those children for a half an hour each week for the school year, and it helps the children gain confidence in reading, helps their reading scores, improves attendance, has a lot of different benefits for the children, for their school, and for our community.
I think that's important. That's the most important thing. Because you can ask somebody, why is literacy important? And they'll look at you like, well, it's important to read, but why is it important to read? It's important to read for practically everything. I mean, it builds confidence. Kids stay in school longer. I mean, they become really important and productive members of our society.
That's right.
And you guys have a lot of things going down there on at the Reading Seed.
We do. So the Reading Seed is what we would call like a core literacy program. If children are not reading by fourth grade, if they're not reading at grade level by fourth grade, then that starts to impact their success in all other areas of school. So math, you start word problems, science and social studies and history. The instruction isn't oral anymore. You have to read your books if you're going to make good grades, if you're going to succeed in school. And so that's why the focus on first, second, and third grades is because children are ready to learn, their brains are set up to learn. And so that one-on-one help, in addition to the teaching that they get in school and other stuff, can really make a difference. And then if they're up to grade level by fourth grade, then they can go on and they can have good success in all areas of study.
Well, now let's talk about these kids. Where are you finding these kids? Are these kids all over Tucson? Are you guys in one specific area of Tucson, or is it anybody that wants the help?
We are at 100 different elementary schools throughout Pima County.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's amazing.
And it's all the way from Marana to Vail to Sarita. Every school district and essentially every school can use these kinds of volunteers. Certainly, there are areas of town and schools where they can use more help, where they have more kids that have some challenges with reading. But really, you know, just like some kids don't naturally excel at math, some kids aren't naturally good at reading, and that extra help can make a big difference. Now, some kids have parents at home who work with them, who encourage them, who make it a regular practice, and some kids, you know, have parents that are working multiple jobs or maybe have one parent at home.
Right.
And it's a challenge. I mean, even for those of us that are parents, that have two parents at home that are busy working, sometimes it's hard to fit everything in, get the homework done, get the baths, get the kids fed. And so, you know, the kids are already at school. The kids love the one-on-one attention. When their reading coach comes to get them each week, it's not like, oh, no. They just look at you and they smile and they run and they're ready. They're ready to read because the coaches bring books that are just right for the kids, that are at their interest level, that are at their reading level. And again, like I said, you know, confidence and success and that one-on-one attention can really make a big difference.
Now, I want to read a result, one of the things on the website, the Reading Seed website, and it said 87% of students working with Reading Seed reading coaches progressed at least one reading level in only 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
That was according to a pilot study conducted by the College of Education at the U of A.
Correct.
That's unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, did you guys think that the program would have that fast and great of an impact?
a two-month period is pretty short. I mean, we really, to see a big impact, we like our coaches to work with the child for the full school year. And so for that particular study, the two-month time period was what they had to evaluate on.
That's amazing.
It is.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, so you proved it works.
Right. And what we're doing this year, which is also exciting, is TUSD is such a believer in the Reading Seed program that they've agreed to collect data for us. So these children that have Reading Seed coaches at a number of schools, they're going to follow these children to have their reading scores at the beginning and then at the end, and then they're going to share the results with us, you know, keeping the student information confidential, but we're going to have some really good data to look at the end of the school year.
That's awesome. We got to pay the bills, so we've got a little bit of time left on the rest of the show. We want to talk more about the Reading Seed. So folks, stick around for the Fred and Jeff Show. We'll be right back.
En mi huerto brilló la esperanza.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway in Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
I got to tell you, your microphone sounds terrible.
Well, maybe it's just me.
It might be you, but...
Well, you know, it's funny. We are listened to by a lot of people in the community, other than our mother.
Yeah, our mom and dad.
Yeah, our mom and dad. But,
but we actually, especially when they're the ones twisting our arm to get guests on the show.
No,
honey, you got to get the Sensational Settings people on, and honey, you got to get the Angel Charity. Angel Charity for Children was a big contributor to the Reading Seed, weren't they? Were they not? I'm thinking of something else. Probably, I mean, the Angel Charity for Children has contributed to so many causes. It's amazing.
And there's so many things in this community that you know, need to have some exposure because
sure. There
are things like Angel Charities that a lot of people know about. I mean, this is a big ticket event. The Boys and Girls Club have the party this weekend.
Oh, is that this weekend?
I believe it's this weekend.
That's fabulous. Party. Oh, you got to love the Boys and Girls Club. They do great.
And they have the event.
But the reason we're saying this is we got a call in.
We got a call from.
And you know, and folks, you know, well, we don't take call ins.
No, we don't.
So we have a gentleman that called us that wanted to do a fact check.
Yes, it's like we're Fox News.
Right, and so that, and I think that gentleman's on the phone with us. Hello? Is he on the phone with us?
Yes, I am.
And who would this be?
This is your father, Jeff.
Hey, Dad. All right, so what did we say the first part of the show that wasn't 100% accurate?
Well, the show is on Saturday, and you corrected that.
Right.
But the other thing is that 50% of the receipts, gross receipts, or net receipts from the show will go to the Reading Seed program. The remainder of it goes into community grants, either Tucson Rotary Club for various activities. This last year it went into the PCOA.
Pima Council on Aging.
Projects they have.
Right. Well, that's great. Thanks for that clarification, Pops.
All righty.
Hope you feel better.
Good night. Thanks.
All right. So, Elizabeth, back to you. The Reading Seed has got to have a lot of moving parts.
It does. And the Rotary Club of Tucson, coming on board with the car show and with personal donations, has raised a $500,000 for the Reading Seed since their involvement began in 2004, 2005.
That's unbelievable. That's fabulous.
It is.
But let's talk more about the Reading Seed. The raising the money is unbelievable, but you have a lot of people that help tutor these kids.
Right. We have 1,000 volunteers. And each one of them, we ask them to work with two children. But what happens with a lot of folks, especially we have a lot of our volunteers are retirees, and they come to the schools, and they get such a lot out of working with the children. And then the teacher says, I've got this other child. Could you work with her too? And then they see benefits, and then they're like, okay, so then I got this other little boy, and he could use some help too. And so we have coaches that end up working with 6 kids, with 10 kids, and it's all one-on-one, and they just give their time. And the volunteers get a lot out of it too.
Now, can anyone volunteer? I mean, obviously someone has to be able to read, but can anyone volunteer to be a mentor? Is there a specific criteria that they have to follow to be able to do this?
There's a 3-hour training and fingerprinting and background clearance check that we have to do of our volunteers. But yeah, we have people who say, well, I'm not a retired teacher. And it's like, well, have you ever read with kids? Then you can do this. So if you can make that regular commitment once a week for a school year, then that's really all it takes.
That's amazing. Amazing. And are you always looking for more volunteers?
We are. We are always looking for more volunteers, and particularly in the south side and the west side of town. We have schools there that really could use a lot more coaches and a little bit of a more difficult time getting people to volunteer in those areas.
So if any of our listeners want to volunteer, what should they do?
They should go to the website, readingseed.org. And another element that's brand new is that Reading Seed has joined forces with several other nonprofits in town, and we're actually we merged with 4 other nonprofits, 4 other literacy nonprofits under the name Literacy Connects. And so the Reading Seed program is still going strong, but now we are part of a larger organization with a literacy group that works with preschool children, Reach Out and Read, Southern Arizona, and then another program called Stories That Soar that does literacy through drama and writing.
I think I ran into those Stories That Soar folks at the book festival.
Right.
They were out there. Fantastic
and
program.
And then Literacy Volunteers of Tucson that does adult literacy, because, of course, if parents can't read, then, you know, that's a big part of the equation. And so they're helping adults that have reading and that want to learn to read and speak English. And then the Literacy for Life Coalition, which is a group that brings together all different kinds of literacy organizations, schools, the school districts, U of A, Pima College, the libraries, and helps us find ways to collaborate and work together better.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about all the other... Before we came on the show, you and I were chatting a little bit, mm-hmm. and you said, wow, this is a great time for us to talk about the Reading Seed because there's so many things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Give us an idea.
Well, one of the things that we just celebrated is the Literacy Connects. This merger happened this summer, but the name of the larger entity was announced just on the 1st of October, and we had a celebration downtown at outside of the main library. And so the Reading Seed program and its logo and all that stuff is still continuing onward, but now we have this organization that brings literacy services to everybody from like preschool to adult.
That's amazing.
And so we're going to hopefully go after bigger funders and
less redundancy.
Well, right, but none of these programs really they all just kind of bring the spectrum. We didn't have extra stuff that one was doing that the other was doing as well. But it's more about how we can work together better and take advantage of those synergies and work together and make this a literate community. None of us alone is going to have as much of an impact as we can all together.
We agree with that, don't we, Fred?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, these programs, it's amazing. They're needed across the spectrum. But it's nice to be able to focus on, you know, kids being concerned about where their reading level is before they get to the fourth grade, which is, you know, the big goal.
Absolutely. Right.
No, that's huge. So Reading Seed is not an old organization, is it?
Well, Reading Seed's been around since 1995, mm-hmm. so that's a pretty good amount of
16
time.
16 years, sure.
But until the Rotary Club of Tucson got involved, it was Reading Seed was grassroots, all volunteer run, no paid staff. You know, little offices that were donated, I think, in one of the schools that Reading Seed worked in. And so when the Rotary Club of Tucson came on board, not only that money that was raised, but a lot of things that were donated. So now we have a great office space that the Rotary Club of Tucson was just integral in help setting up, and Goodwill Industries donates that space to us, so we don't even have to pay rent.
Well, let's talk about books. Do you guys need books?
We always can use books. Goodwill Industries helps us with that as well. They give us donations of gently used children's books, and then we clean and sort them, and then we get them back out into the community. Last year, we gave away 20,000 used books.
Wow. All donated by people.
Uh-huh. By people, individuals, all they come from all over the place, and then Goodwill Industries as well.
And now, is that part of what the reading volunteers are armed with? Is they get their training, you do their background check to make sure they're there for the right reason, and then you give them some books to take to that school?
Right. Obviously, books are a key part of this. And so a lot of the children don't have books at home.
Right. But I guess my point was going to be is, the reading seed isn't depending on the school to support the reading seed. You guys are bringing the material in with you, so it's not a burden on any of the school districts because you guys are all, you're ready to go.
Exactly, right. We're a support to the schools, so all the schools need to do is really just help us get those volunteers placed, and then we can provide the books. Now, if the volunteers want to use the school libraries, they can, but we have a lot of other ways for the volunteers to get their books.
All right, so give me an idea, what's the most popular book that the mentor or that the reading volunteers use?
Well, Walter the Farting Dog is popular.
Of course it is. It's popular in my house, too.
Yes. There's some books called Fly Guy books.
The Fly Guy.
Yeah. And the fly is the hero, and he's kind of this kid's pet. So we have a lot of different kinds of books, because that's what's important, you know.
The variety,
and finding if a kiddo likes Spider-Man, then you find him some Spider-Man books.
You know, I was just when you asked that question, I was thinking the first couple books that came to mind was The Story of Ping.
Story of Ping.
The Seven Brothers.
Ferdinand the Bull.
Mike Mulligan and a steam shovel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, that's all the Dr. Seuss classics.
Go, Dog, Go.
Yeah, well, and you could go anywhere today. It's something like that. If you could go anywhere, one of my wife's favorites. The places you'll go. But isn't it funny how we go from, oh, the places you go, to Walter the Farting Dog?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Things have changed. That's great. So let me, I want to round back again. Folks can get, they can volunteer, they can make donations. Go to thereadingseed.org. Mm-hmm. You guys have a fabulous website.
Right.
Fabulous website. When do you start taking new volunteers?
We have a training in early November. So there's one. If they go on the website, they can sign up for the training that's in early November. And then we will have some trainings in the spring, but then they probably won't get started until the next school year.
Which is fine.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, little house cleaning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time of the show, we always like to give away a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield's Florist. And I bet you can guess what our question is going to be today.
I can't.
Well, Fred, the third caller to the Fred and Jeff Show at 529-3508 will get a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist if they can tell us the number one favorite book of the kids that are learning to read through the reading seat. Okay? And so, remember, it's 529-3508. Give us a call. We got a couple minutes left. And tell us what the favorite book is for the kids to read, to learn how to read with the reading seat. Elizabeth, where are you from?
Originally. I'm from Miami, Florida.
Really? Mm-hmm. How'd you find your way to Tucson?
Oh, it was about 20 years ago. Just ended up here.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And how do you like the old Pueblo?
I like it very much.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, folks like you, because of what you do, what your passions are, you make Tucson a great, great, great place to live, and we really appreciate you.
So the roses are gone, but
wow,
you still have a ticket quota.
And folks, the first caller to 529-3508 to tell us the day that the Rotary Car Show is on Saturday. Because I blew that early in the show. Saturday from 10 to 5, Daryl, back me up here.
Yes.
This coming Saturday from 10 to 5 at St. Gregory's College Preparatory School at Craycroft, just south of River Road.
Correct.
Gets two tickets to the car show, courtesy of Jeff Ronstadt, who needs to sell more tickets, and I'm willing to buy them myself to sell them. So give us a call, 529-3508. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show. We really appreciate
you guys. We did have one house cleaning thing that I totally forgot. I dropped
the ball. You better hurry up. We got 1 minute.
Yeah, Thursday, October 30th, which is this Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m.
October 30th?
Oh, October 30th. Yeah, it's October. This is October.
Yeah, but it's not October 30th.
I'm sorry, 20th. Okay. October 20th.
You don't want Dad calling you back.
No, I don't. is the Mars and Beyond grand opening. But it's the VIP reception is on October.
Science Downtown.
Science Downtown.
Yeah, Science Downtown kicks off this weekend.
And that's in the Rialto block.
Perfect. So, folks, thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. If you missed the show, catch us on iTunes. And have a great week.